Ravi, the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elov, and the Malach said to Lot, Hine nasasi fonecha gam ladavar hazeh, I have granted your consideration also to this thing. Not only will you be saved, but also the whole city. And we see over here that although Avram was not able to save the city, Lot was able to save the city. Levilti hafchias ha'ir asher dibarta, not to turn over the city that you spoke about. Maher hi molit shama, quickly escape there. Kilei uchalas es davar, because I am not able to do anything ad bayach shama until you reach that city. Al kein korav shemo ir tzayar. Therefore, the city was called Tzayar, referring to what the pasuk says earlier, Haloi Mitzarhi, it was a small city. That's why the city was called Tzayar. And Rashi explains that the Malachim said, Kilei uchal lasas davar, I'm not able to do anything until you reach there. The reason why they had to say that was because the Malachim said earlier in pasuk Yud Gimel, Mashchisim anachnu, we are destroying the city. It was as if they were the ones who were doing it. So Hashem did not allow them to move from there until they were moida that it was not in their reshus, that it was not in their authority to destroy the city. That's why they had to say at this point, Kilei uchal lasas davar, I cannot do anything until you reach there. It is not in my reshus, it is not in my authority, and this that we said, Mashchisim anachnu, was not the proper lashon. Hashemesh yoto ala oretz, the sun rose over the earth, the light bought Tzayara, and light arrived at the city of Tzayar. Vashem himtir al Sodom v'Amora, and Hashem caused it to rain on Sodom and Amora, gufres v'esh, sulfur and fire. Rashi says that the lashon Vashem himtir does not mean right now, but rather Hashem had already rained on Sodom v'Amora. What does it mean, he had already rained? Because the pasuk says in Chaf Gimel, Hashemesh yotza al ha'oretz, the sun already rose. And the pasuk is saying now that before the sun rose, Hashem already started to rain gufres v'esh on Sodom v'Amora. Because Hashem wanted to punish Sodom and Amora at a time when the sun and the moon were both outside in the sky. And that was Ba'alus HaShachar at the time of dawn. Because if Hashem would have punished the people of Sodom in the middle of the day, the people who worshipped the moon would have said that if Hashem would have tried this at night, the moon, when the moon rules, would not have allowed Hashem to do this. Our God is stronger. Therefore Hashem wanted the moon to be out. But if he would have punished them at night when the moon rules, the people who worship the sun would have said, if this would have happened during the day, the sun would not have allowed Hashem to do this. Therefore Hashem wanted the sun to be present. And that's why he did it and punished them, Ba'alos HaShachar, at the time of dawn when the sun and the moon are in the sky. This way, both the people who worship the sun and the moon would have nothing to answer. Although the pasuk says that the Malach told Lot, Kilei uchal lasas davar ad bayecha shomo, I cannot do anything until you reach the city of Tzayar. And the pasuk says in Chaf Gimel that Lot did not reach the city until the sun came out. So how was Hashem able to start raining al Sodom v'Amora gufres v'esh by Alois HaShachar if Lot did not reach Tzayar yet? The Mefarshim explain that when the Malach says Kilei uchal lasas davar, it means concerning the overturning of the city. There were two stages to the destruction of Sodom. There was the overturning of the city and the raining of gufres v'esh min hashamayim. The raining of gufres v'esh min hashamayim had started already at Alois HaShachar. But what the Malach meant, Kilei uchal lasas davar ad bayach hashamo, means the hafichas Sodom, the overturning of the cities. And Rashi is medayik the lashon in the pasuk Vashem and Hashem, which means that it was not only Hashem who reigned on Sodom va'Amora, but it was him and his bezdin. Vashem, Vashem, the vav is moisiv something. It is being moisiv the bezdin, just like we find in Parshas Bo, Vashem hikol kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, that it was Hashem and his bezdin that hit every bechor in the land of Mitzrayim. And the reason why the pasuk says himtir, which is a lashon of rain, and then says gufres va'esh, Rashi explains that it started as rain and then changed over to sulfur and fire. Me'es Hashem min hashamayim, this was from Hashem, from the heavens. And Rashi says, because it says, Kivom yodin amim, through the skies, Hashem judges his people. He gives good and bad through the sky. He brings down fire from the sky, but he also gives food, lechem min hashamayim, which is the man. And he overturned these cities, and the whole kikar hayarden, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and everything that grew on the earth. And Lot's wife looked from behind him, from behind Lot, and she became a pillar of salt. The reason why she became a pillar of salt was midah keneged midah. She did not want to give salt to the guests. Therefore, she turned into a pillar of salt. And Avram got up in the morning, to the place where he davened earlier to save Sodom, as Pnei Hashem before Hashem. And he looked at Sodom v'Amora, and he saw the whole land of the Kikar. Vayar, behine ola kitar ha'aretz, and the smoke of the land went up, kikitar ha'kivshon, like the smoke of a furnace. Vayhi b'shaches elakim es ore ha'kikar, and it was when Hashem destroyed the cities of the kikar hayardein. Vayizkar elakim es Avram, and Hashem remembered Avram, which means he remembered what Lot did to Avram. What did Lot do? When they were in Mitzrayim, Lot did not tell Paroi that Avram and Sarah really are husband and wife. And he sent Lot from in the middle of this destruction and overturning, when he turned over these cities, which Lot was living in them. Now let us go back on the Rashi. Zok Rashi, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Hamalochim. Rashi is bothered why these people are called Malochim only when they came to Lot's house. Ulahalon Karim Anoshim, but by Avram they were called men. Kishahoysa Shechina Imoyim Karim Anoshim. In Avram's house where there was Shechina, compared to the Shechina, they were called Anoshim. Davar Acher, Eitzel Avram Shekoichai Gadol. By Avram's house where his spiritual strength was great, and the malachim were frequently found by him like regular people, karam anoshim. That's why over there they were called men. But by Lot, where it was an unfrequent occurrence, karam malachim, they were called malachim, angels. Bo'erev, why did they first arrive at night? Did it take so long for the malachim to come from Chevron to Sodom? They were malachim of mercy, and they were waiting. Maybe Avram will be able to mount a defense for the people of Sodom. It is written without a vav. It was lacking in his sitting, because it was only on that day that he was appointed as a judge over them. Vayar Lot, what did Lot see? Mibeis Avram Lomad, from the house of Avram, he learned Lachzor al Orchim, to seek out guests. Hineinu Adonai, hineinu atem Adonim li, acher she'avartem olai. Behold, you are my masters, since you passed my way. That is the first pshat of Rashi. Dovar acher, hineinu tzurichim ata losez leiv. Behold now, you must pay attention al harishayim halalu, concerning these wicked people, shaleyakiru bachem, that they should not recognize you. Vizui eitzen achayna, and this is the sound advice that I am giving you. Suruna, ikmu es aderach levesi, wind your way to my house, derach akalsoin, in a roundabout route, shaleyakiru sha'atem nechnosim sham, in order that the people of the city should not recognize that you are entering my house. That's why it says suru, which means to turn about, to go the crooked way. You shall sleep first and then wash your feet. Is that the typical way for people to sleep first and then wash their feet? And furthermore, Avram said first, wash your feet, right when they came into his house. This is what Lot said. If the people of Sodom will come, v'yiru, and they will see, shekvar rachatzu raglehem, that the malachim already washed their feet, yalino alai, they will slander me, v'yomru, and they will say, kvar avru shnei yomim oishloisha, sheba'u lebeisecha, 2 or 3 days have already passed from the time they came to your house, v'loi hadatanu, and you did not tell us anything about these guests. Leficha levro omar, Lot said, mutav sheisakfu kan ba'avrak rakleim. It is better that they wait here with the dust on their feet, sheyu nirum kamo shebo achshav, in order that it should appear that they just came. That's why it says over here, Linu first, and then Rachatzu. Although Rashi earlier said a different pshat, that Loit was not makbid on Avodah Zarah. These are two different midrashim, and Rashi over here, and earlier, each one is going with a different medrash. Vayomru loy, and they said, we will not come into your house. Ulavram amru ketase, but to Avram they agreed and they said, so you shall do like you said. Mikan, from here we see shemizarvin lekatan, one may refuse an offer of a small person. Ve'emizarvin, but one may not refuse the offer legadol of a great person. Ki baruchayv nolin harikim shamish v'loshin elo. Ki means over here rather. Sheamru, they said, loy nasor el beisecho. We will not turn to go into your house. Ella, rather, Berechoyva shall ear nolin, in the streets of the city we shall sleep. And Loit urged them, Vayasur Elov, Ikmu Esaderach Letzad Beisoy. They went the roundabout way to his house. Umatzeis Ofo and Loit Beit Matzeis, Pesachoye, because it was Pesach. Terem Yishkovu. They had not yet lie down. Va'anshio ir anshio sedoim. Kach nidrash bebereshis rabba. Terem yishkovu. They had not yet lie down. Va'anshio ir hoi befiim shal malochim. And the people of the city were in the mouths of the malochim. The malochim were discussing them. Shehoyu shoyalim leloit. Because they asked loit. Matihvom. What is the nature? Umaseim. And the conduct of these people. Vehu oimer lohem. And loit said to them. Rubam rishoyim. Most of them, the majority of them, are wicked. While they were discussing these people, Va'anshi Sedoim and the people of Sedoim surrounded the house. Upshutai shel mikra, but the simple meaning of the pasuk is Va'anshi ha'ir, Anshi resha, the Anshi ha'ir, which are the wicked people, Nasabu al habaya, surrounded the house. Va'alsha ha'yurishoyim, since these people were wicked, Nikroim Anshi Sedoim, they were called by the name of Anshi Sedoim. Because the pasuk says, "Va'anshei Sedoim roim v'chatoim," the people of Sedoim were bad and sinners. So therefore, when the Torah wants to say the wicked people, the pasuk calls them "Anshei Sedoim." Kol ha'om mikotze, the whole nation mikotze, mikse ha'ir arakotze, from one end of the city until the other end. She'ein echad behem moicha biyodam. Nobody protested this evil act. She'afil tzadik echad ein behem. There was not even one tzaddik, even though Light said earlier, Rubam Rishayim, that was an exaggeration, because really there was not one tzaddik in the city of Sedoim. And the people of Sedoim came and said, take out the guests, Veneda Oysom, let us know them, Vimishkav Zachar, with Mishkav Zachar. K'may Asher Leyadu Ish, like the pasuk says further, concerning the daughters of Light, they did not know a man, which means they never had relations with a man. Ho'el is K'may Ho'ela, these, Ki Alkein Bo'u, Ki, because Hatoyva Azois Tasu Lechmoidi, this favor you should do for my honor. Al Asher Bo Betel Karasi, since these people came in the shade of my beams. Targum says on Betel Karasi, Betlal Sherusi, the shade of my beams. Targum Shalkara, the Targum of a beam is Sherusa, the word Sherusa. So Betlal Sherusi means the shade of my beams. Since they came into my house, I must protect them. Vayerbu, and they said, Gesh Holo. Become closer to the side. Krov lahalo. Move over to the side. Kalemis karev letzdadim. Come closer to the sides. Misrach et mimenu, and move away from me. Lechein, kol holo shebe mikro. And so is every word holo, further in the mikro, in the pasuk. Lashon richok, it means to further oneself. Kimoi zirei holo. Shoot it further. Hine achetzi memchova holo. The arrow is from you and further. Gesh holo. Hamshech lahalon means move over to the further side. B'loshen laz, treaty dnush. U'dvar nezifahu. It is a prust away, a not nice way of speaking. Loimar, to say, einanu choshen lach, we are not paying attention to you. M'doim eloi, and similarly we find, krav elecho al tagesh bi. Come close to yourself, do not clump close to me. V'chein gishali ve'esheva. Hamshech letzdadin, it means move over to the side, ba'avuri, because of me, ve'eshev etzcha, this way I can sit near you. So we see the Lashon of Gesh means move closer to the side. Move closer to the further side. You are pleading for the sake of the guests. Eich m'lo acholi becho, how did you have the nerve? Al sha'om alehem ala bonis, concerning the offer that Loit made to give his daughters, Amrulai, they said to him, Gesh hola, move to the side. Loshanachas, which is a mild language. And for the fact that he was trying to protect the Archim, Amru, on that they said, Ha'echad Balogur, which means, Adam Nachri Yechidi, you are a stranger who is a solitary person. Ata Beinenu, you are amongst us. Shebasa Logur, you are coming to live with us. V'yishpait Shafait, and you are admonishing us. V'nasis Mechir Chaisanu, you are coming to give us Musar. And L'chaira, the words of this Rashi seem to have a contradiction in it. At one point, Rashi said the Lashon of Gesh Hola is Devar Nesifahu. It is a disgusting way of talking. Loimar Ein Anu Choshen Lach, we are not paying attention to you. On the other hand, Rashi says that Gesh Hola is a Lashon Nachas, a mild language. And Maskel David answers that of course it is a Devar Nesifa, it is not a nice way of speaking. But in relation to what he said afterwards, it is a Lashon Nachas. It is a mild language. Because afterwards he said, Ata Nora L'chomehem, we will do even worse to you than them. So in relation to what he says afterwards, Gesh Hola is really a mild language. Although by itself, it is a Davar Nezifa. And Rashi continues, HaDeles, Deles HaSeveves Lina of Liftayach. Deles means the door that swings open and closed. Pesach, Huachalal, Shabay Nechnas and V'yotzin. It is the open space where you walk through, the entrance. It is interesting that Rashi waited until this pasuk to explain what a delas and a pesach is, when he could have said it in pasuk above, when it says, "Vayetzi aliyam loit ha-pescha ve-ha-delas sogar acharo." And Rashi continues that they were all hit and struck with makas sanverim, makas ivorin, a blindness, mikaton vad gadol, from young until old, hakatanim ischilu ba-averet chilo. The young ones were the ones who started the Avera. Shenemar minar vadzaken. The pasuk says earlier, minar vadzaken, the youth, were the ones who surrounded the house first. Lefichach hischila haporonis mehem. Therefore the punishment started with them. Oid milcha poi. Pshutish al mikra. The simple pshat in the pasuk is, milcha oid ba'ir hazois. Who else do you have in this city, chutz, besides me'ishtecha ubunaisecha shebabayis, besides for your wife and your daughters, your two daughters, in the house? Chasson, do you have a son-in-law, uvanecha ubunaisecha? In v'yeshlecha chasson, do you have a son-in-law, oibonim oibonois, who has sons and daughters? Haitzim min amokoim, then take them out of the place. What does ubanecha mean? B'nei b'naisecha, the children of your daughters. Hanesues that are married. So chasan means son-in-laws who are married to your daughters, and bonecha uvnaisecha means their children, their sons, and their daughters. So Rashi umedrash agoda, another pshat in oid milcha poi, means oid, still ne'achas she'oisin nevola kazois, they are doing such a disgusting act, milcha pischon peh, do you still have something to say, l'lamit sanegoya aleihem, to stick up for them and defend them? Shekol ha'layla hayam melet aleihem. The whole night, Lot was sticking up for the people of the city. Hayam melet aleihem toivos. He was trying to defend them, saying good things about them. Karve, read the pasuk milcha peh. Do you still have a mouth, something to say concerning them? And the Mefarshim ask a stira from this Rashi to Rashi earlier, where Rashi over here says that Lot was sticking up for them, but on the other hand, Rashi earlier on the pasuk dalid, va'anshir anshis doim. Rashi says that when the Malachim were discussing the people of the city, Lot said that Rubam Rishayim, most of them are wicked. So how can Rashi over here say that he was sticking up for them? Some of Farshim learned that originally he said Rubam Rishayim, but when he saw that the Malachim wanted to destroy the city, then he started to stick up and speak positively concerning them. Also, maybe one can say that Hitaka did say Rubam Rishayim, most of them are Rishayim. But concerning Sadaim, to say Rubam Rishayim, that is really speaking Toivos and sticking up for them. Because as Rashi said earlier, Afilu Tzadik Echor Ein Bahem, there was not even one Tzadik. So saying Rubam Rishayim is really being Melamed Aleihem Sanigoria. Zot Rashi Chasanov, who were the Chasanov? Shtei Bonos Nesuos Hayla Be'ir. He had two married daughters in the city. So the Chasanov were the ones, the son-in-laws that were married to his two daughters. Like Benoisav, Sha'oison, Shebabayas, Aruses Lahem. It means his future son-in-laws, that the two daughters that were single were engaged to these future son-in-laws. Vayo Itsu, Kitagume Vidachiku, and he urged and pushed Miharu and rushed Light, and he told him, take out the two daughters Hanimtsois, Hamuzumanis Lachababayas, Lahatsilam, the ones that are prepared and ready in your house to be saved. There are midrashim, but this is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Penti safeh, lest you become obliterated with the avera of the city. Tiakolo, you will be destroyed. Like it says, Atoim Kol Ador, until the generation will be destroyed. And Miturgum, Targum says, Ad the Sof Kol Dora. So we see Sof means to destroy. Vayismama, but he delayed. Kedei Lahatzilas Mamoine, to save his money. Vayachziku, and they both grabbed onto Light, his wife and his two daughters. Echad mehem hayushliach latzilai, only one malach was a messenger to save Light. Vechaveru lafech ha-sadoim, and the other malach was used to destroy Sadoim. That's why in the next pasuk it says Vayomer b'loshen yochid, himolit escape. For leinemar vayomu, it does not say that they both said escape. And the reason why two people were needed to take him out of Sodom was because the one who destroyed Sodom could not destroy until Light was not there anymore. Zot Rashi himolit an nafshecho, escape for your life. It is enough for you to save your life. Al tochoiz al amomoin, do not have mercy and worry about your money. Al tabira harecho, do not look backwards. Ate hirsharte imahem, you also sinned. Uvizchus Avram atanitzol, and because of the merit of Avram, you are saved. Ein chakidai lirois beporanutzam, you are not deserving to see their punishment. Va'atanitzol, and you shall be saved. Something to think about is what happened by the Mabul, because the Mefarshim say that Noach's children were not saved because of their own schusim, but rather because of the schus of Noach. Therefore, if Noach's children were not saved in their own schus, just like Rashi says over here, that Light was not able to look at the destruction of the city of Sodom, was that true also concerning Noach's children? Were they allowed to look out of the Teva and see the world being destroyed? If they were not saved in their own merit, maybe they were not able to look out of the window and see how everybody else was being destroyed. So Rashi b'chol ha-kikar, leave the whole kikar ha-yardein. Ha-horo himoleit, and escape to the mountain. Eitzel Avram brach, escape to Avram, shehu yoyshev bahar, because he was living in the mountain. Shenema, like the pasuk says, vayatek misham, and Avram moved his tent from Shechem, ha-horo, to the mountainous area between Beisel and Ai. Va'af achshav ha-yoyshev sham, and even now, he was living there. Even after he went down to Mitzrayim, he came back to the same spot. Shenema, like the pasuk says, El Amokem Asher Hoya Shom Aholeh Batchila. He went back to the same place where his tent was originally, between Beisel and Ai. V'yaf Apisha Kosav Vayel Avram. Even though the pasuk says that Avram's tent was pitched by Chevron, Aholim Har Bahoyaloi V'Nimshechu Ad Chevron. He had many tents, and his tents stretched out all the way till Chevron, but actually he was living between Beisel and Ai. So Rashi himolet, loshen hashmoto. Himolet means a loshen of slipping away. V'chein kolam lota shememikro. Every time a loshen of himolet is said in the pasuk, it means to slip away and escape. V'chein v'mlita zachar, and it will escape a male. Shenishmar ha'uba min arechem, the fetus will escape and slip away from the womb. Kitzipa nimlata, like a bird escapes. V'layochlu malet masa, they were not able to escape and expel masa. Zagwashi lahashmit masa hara'i, to expel the burden and the load of the excrement shebinikveyem in their stomachs. So himalet means to escape. And l'chari, you have to understand why Rashi picked the second time the pasuk says himalet to explain the word. Hahara himalet is the divra mastil, although earlier in the pasuk says himolit al nafshecho, and Rashi continues al no Hashem. Rabbi Seinu Amru, our rabbanim say in Shavuos, Shem Zeh Kodesh. This name is a name of Kodesh. It does not mean my masters, but rather the Shem Hashem. Shenem Avoy, because concerning this name, the pasuk continues and says lahachios es nafshi. You have the capability to save me. Mishiyesh biyodu lahemus lahachios. It is referring to the one who can kill and who can allow people to live, which is Hashem. V'takumai, and that's why Targum said, Bevo'u ka'an Hashem, I am asking from you, Hashem. Al no taimer elai hili himolit ha'ora. Do not tell me to escape to Avram to the mountain. No, loshen bakosha. Over here, no means a loshen of asking. No can mean sometimes now, and sometimes it can mean a loshen of request. Over here it means a loshen of request. And we have to understand over here also why first in this pasuk does Rashi say Eino el loshon bakosha, when he could have said it earlier in Perek Yutes pasuk Zayin, when he says Al no achai tareu, please my brothers do not do bad to my guests. Over there lechayra no is also a loshon bakosha. And Rashi continues, Pentit bokani haro, lest the evil attach itself to me, vomati, and I will die. Kisha yisi eisal anshi sedoim, when I was around the people of sedoim. Hoya kodesh baruch hu roya maisai umaisai b'nei ho'ir. Hashem saw my deeds and the deeds of the people of sedoim. Vayisi nerek et tzadik, I look like a tzadik, a righteous person. Ukedai li inotzel, and I look like I was roy to be saved. Ukshavoy eitzel tzadik, but now when I will come closer to a tzaddik, anika rasha, then I am looking like a rasha compared to Avram. V'chein omar tzarfis l'Elio, so did the woman from Tzarfis say to Elio, ki boso elai lahaskir es avoni, you came to me to call attention to my sin. Achele bos etzli, before you came to me, hoya kodesh baruch hu roya masai umasei ami, Hashem saw my deeds and the deeds of my nation. Vani tzadikes b'neim, and I look like a righteous woman amongst them. Umishibasa esli, but once you, Eliyahu, came to me, lefi ma'asecha ani rasha, according to your deeds, I look like a wicked woman. So too over here, did Lot say, I don't want to run to Avram, because I will look like a rasha compared to him. Let me run to the city of Tzoyar, ha'ir azayis kreva, zakrashi kreva yishibasa. It was recently settled, Nisyashva Mikoroid. It was only a few years ago that this city became a city. Lefikach l'nismala sa'osa, its measure of averis was not filled. Adayin yet. Umayi krevosa, in what way and what do we mean by it was recently settled? Midar hafloga, this city just became a city from the time of the Dar hafloga, shenispalgu hanoshim, that the people started to divide themselves. They started to separate and settle each one in its own place. And this took place at the death of this person called Peleg. And from the death of Peleg until now, Nun Beis Shana is 52 years. And Rashi explains the calculations. Shepeleg Meis Bishnas Memches Lavrom, because Peleg died when Avram was 48. Ketzad. How is this so? Peleg chai acharei holideis Reu reish tes shana. Peleg lived after Reu was born for 209 years. Tzei mehem lamed beis kishina letzruk. Take away 32, which was the age of Reu when Srug was born. Umisrug achina lenachar lamed, and Srug was 30 when Nachar was born. Harei samach beis gives you 62 years. Uminachar achina leterach, and from Nachar until Terach was born, chavtes. Nachar was 29 when Terach was born. Harei Tzadik Aleph gives you a total of 91 years. Umisham Machinel Avram Ayin. And Terach was 70 when Avram was born. Harei Kusamach Aleph gives you 161 years. Tein Lahem Memches, add to that 48 years. Harei Reish Test, that gives you a total of 209 years. So if we know that Peleg lived 209 years from the time Reu was born, if you figure it out, that comes out at the 48th year of Avram. And that when Avram was 48, that was the year of the Aflaga, because we know that the Dar Aflaga happened when Peleg died. When the city of Sedoim was destroyed, Avram was 99. It comes out from the time of the Dar Aflaga until now, it was 52 years, because Avram was 48 by the Dar Aflaga. And now he was 99 years old. So therefore, from 48 to 99 is 52 years. B'tzoyar icharo yeshivosa achro yeshivastoim v'chavriseh shona achas. And Tzoyar was 1 year later in settling their city after Sedoim and the other cities. And that's why the Pasuk is saying that it does not have as many averis, because it is not 52 years old, but rather 51. Hu shenema, that's why the Pasuk says, imolta no. No, the gematria nun aleph 51. Halei mitzrahi, it means v'halei avonoi sehel mu'atin. There are various or very few. V'yochel ata l'anicha, and you can leave it alone. U'sechi nafshi ba, and let my soul live in the city. Midrashay, that is the medrash. U'pshutei shel mikra, but the simple meaning in the pasuk is halei ir katanehi. Mitzah means it is a small city. V'anoshim ba ma'at, and there are only very few people there. Ein l'chol ha'chbid, you should not be bothered im tanichena if you leave it alone usachi nafshi ba and let my soul live in it. Gam ladavar hazeh, the Malach said that I granted your consideration also for this. It is not sufficient that you will be saved. I will save the whole city because of you. It means I will overturn. It means until I come. Achrei Royi means until I see. Midei Dabri means whenever I speak. Kilei Uchalasais, I am not capable of doing anything until you get there. Zehu Onshon Shel Malachim, this is the punishment of the Malachim. Al She'amru, because they said earlier, Ki Mashchisim Anachnu, we are going to destroy the city. Utnu Hadavar V'Talu Hadavar Ba'atzmam, and they attributed this thing to themselves. Lefichach Le'Zazu Misham, therefore Hashem did not allow them to move from there. Ad Shehiz Kaku Leimar, until they had to say, She'ein Hadavar B'Rishusam, that this thing was not in their authority. They said, Mashchisim Anachnu, earlier in the Pasuk, in Perik Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, therefore Hashem made them say, Ki La'uchalas Es Davar, it is not in our authority. And the Mefarshim ask, what was so terrible of them saying, Ki Mashchisim Anachnu? First of all, if you look at the end of the pasuk over there, it says clearly, Vayishalchenu Hashem l'shachasa, Hashem sent us to destroy the city. So it is obvious that they are doing the shlichus of Hashem, and they are not talking that they themselves will be doing it. And furthermore, we find at the beginning of the parsha, when the Malachim came to be mevaser, to alert Sarah that she will have a child. And the pasuk says in Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud, Vayomer, the Malach said, Shoyev Ostrum Eilecho, I will return to you. It seems like the Malach is talking from himself that he will return and give a child to Sarah. But Rashi says over there, no, Lebisra Malach, Shoshev Eilov, Elo B'shlichus Hashem Akon. We attach the pasuk, Rashi attaches the pasuk, that Shoyv Asher Elecho is not referring to the Malach himself saying this, but rather he is saying it as a messenger from Hashem. So just like over there, we attach it to mean Bishlichus Hashem Makom. So why over here can we also attach the pasuk Mashkisim Anachnu to mean that we are talking, the Malachim are talking Bishlichus Hashem Makom? And some of Farshim learn that the reason why it was considered a taina on the Malachim is that since they said in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayishalchenu Hashem L'shachaso, that Hashem sent us to destroy it, it was not necessary for them to add on Ki Mashchisim Anachtu. And since they added on Mashchisim Anachtu, that was considered a taina on them, and they had to add on later on Ki Lo'uchalas Es Davar, that we cannot do anything without Hashem. Also, maybe we can say Pshat in the Pasuk is because over here it is a Lashon Rabin, and over there, Shoyv Ashuv, it is a Lashon Yachid. When the Pasuk speaks B'Lashon Yachid in singular, one can say that the Malachim are just repeating the words of Hashem. Return, I will return to you, is Hashem talking. The Malachim are saying what Hashem said. Therefore, we can say it's B'Shlichus Hashem Makom. But over here, where it is a Lashon Rabim, we cannot say that these are the words of Hashem. And therefore, we must say that these words are the words of Malachim, and they are saying that we are the ones who are destroying Sidon. And that is why it is considered a taina over here when they said Mashchisim Anachnu, and it was not a taina when they said Shoyv Oshiv Elecha. So Rashi Kilei Uchal, because I am not able to do anything until you reach there. Lashon Yachid, this is a singular Lashon. Mikana Taloimid Shoechad Hoifech Vaechad Matzel. From here we see that one overturned Sidon and one was the one who was saving. Over here we see Kilei Uchalas Es Davar is referring to the one who is destroying, and it says it Lashon Yachid. And earlier, when it says a Lashon Yachid, Vayomer Himolid Al Nashecha, he said escape, we see that only one person was the one who was saving. She'ein Shnei Malachim, because two Malachim do not do one mission. She'ein Shnei Malachim Mishlochim L'Davar Echad. Two Malachim are not sent on one mission. And one has to understand why Rashi had to wait until the Pasuk Ki Le'uchal to prove that it was one Malach, and he did not say it in the Pasuk before this one, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where it says, Levilti Hafki, I am not able to overturn the city, which is also a Lashon Yachin, and it is also a Pasuk which Rashi brought down in the beginning of the Parsha. Rashi, when he wanted to prove that only one Malach is sent for one mission, he brings down both of these Pesukim, Levilti Hafki and the pasuk of Ki Le'uchalas Es Davar. So why did Rashi wait to tell us this in Ki Le'uchalas Es Davar, and he didn't say it in the pasuk earlier, Levilti Hafchi? So Rashi came Kara Shem O'ir Tzaya. Why did he call the city Tzaya? Al Shem Vihi Mitzar. Because earlier, Lloyd said it is a very small city. Vashem Himtir. Zot Rashi. Kol Mokim Shenema Vashem. Whenever it says Va with a Vav, it means Hu Uvezdinai Hashem and his Bezdin. Himtir Al Sadoim. He reigned upon Sadoim. Ba'alis HaShachar at dawn. Kamo Shenema. Like the Pasuk says, Uchomai HaShachar Olo. When dawn broke, Hashem urged Lloyd to leave Sadoim. Shah Shehalavono Emedes Barakia. It is a time when the moon is in the sky, imachama with the sun. Lafisha hayu mehem oivdim lachama. Umehem lalavono. There were those in Sodom that worshipped the sun. And some of them worshipped the moon. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, im ipora mehem biyoim. If I will punish them during the day, yiyu oivdei lavono oimrim. The ones who worship the sun would say, ilu hayu balayla. If this would have occurred at night, kisha halavono maishelas. When the moon rules, lo hayinu charevim. We would not have been destroyed. The imi par mehem balayla. If I would punish them at night, you oivdechama oimrim ilo haya bayoim kishachama maishelas lo hayinu charevim. People who worship the sun would say, if this would have happened during the day, we would not have been destroyed. Lekachsev uchamay hashachar olo. Therefore, it says that when dawn broke, v'nifra mehem Hashem punished them b'shoa shachama v'halavono moishlim. At a time when both the sun and the moon rule, to show them that even if the sun and the moon are outside, they will not protect you. Himtir gafris v'esh. Mat himtir is mashma a lashon of rain. Gafris v'esh means sulfur and fire. B'tchila matar, it started out as rain. V'nas is gafris v'esh, and later it became sulfur and fire. Me'es Hashem. Derech hamikroiz l'davrakein. It is the way of psukim to speak like this. K'moy neshei lemach. Just like the pasuk says, neshei lemach. Lemach is talking, and he says, the wives of Lemach. V'lo omer neshoyai. He does not say, my wives. V'chein omer David. Kichu imochem es avde adonechem. Take with you the servants of your master. V'lo omer me'avodai. He did not say, from my servants. V'chein achashverosh. He said, b'shem hamelech, in the name of the king. V'lo omer, he did not say, b'shmi, in my name. Afkan, here also, Omar Meis Hashem. The Pasuk says, from Hashem, V'le Omar Meitoi, it does not say from him. Because since the Pasuk started out, Vashem Himtir Al Sadoim, he could have ended off, Meitoi Min Hashamayim, from him. But it is the Derech HaMekoris to say, Meis Hashem, a pronoun, instead of a noun. And the Zok Rashi Min Hashamayim, V'husha Ma'akoso, this is what the Pasuk says in Iyur, Kibom Yodin Amin, with them I judge nations. Which means, through the sky, I judge nations. Kishibol Yasser Abriyos, when he comes to punish his creations, maybe Aleim Eish Menashemayim, he brings fire Menashemayim, Kemosha Osel Stoim, just like he did to Stoim. Ukishibol Ahurid Hamon Menashemayim, when he comes to give them food and give them mon, he also brings it Menashemayim. Hinani Mamtilochem Lechem Menashemayim, Hashem said, behold, I will rain bread from Shemayim. Vayafach Ezahorim, and he overturned the cities. Arbaton Yoishvois Besela Echor, all four cities, Sidoim, Amora, Adma, and Tzvoim, were all sitting on one rock. Vahavchon Milmalo Lamata, and he overturned them from top to bottom. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Iyuv, Bachalomish Sholach Yodoi, at the rock, he sent his hand. Vatabed Ishta Meacharov, and his wife looked from behind him. Meacharov Shaloit, from behind Loit. Vatahi Nitziv Melach, and she became a pillar of salt. The Melachota of Melach Loksa. She sinned with salt, therefore she was punished with salt. Omar lo, Lloyd said to her, Tini Ma'at Melach L'Orchim, can we please have some salt for the guests? Halalu, these guests. Omar lo, she said to him, Af ha-minuk ha-ro azeh, atobol ha-hanik b'mokam azeh. This terrible minuk of treating guests well, you want to also conduct in this place of Sodom. It's bad enough you have guests. You want to also make their food tasty and give them salt. Therefore, she turned into a pillar of salt. Kitar means timur shel oshon, a pillar of smoke. Kipshon, chafira, a pit shesurfim bo avonim, a pit in which they burn stones, lasid, for cement. Vechen kol kipshon shabbatara, and so is every kipshon in the Torah a pit where we burn stones for cement. Although Rashi in Parshas Noach, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel says, Divrei Hamaschil v'nitzruchol l'sreifa. He says, Kach oisim halaveinim shesurfin oisim b'kifshon. He says, we make bricks by burning them in a furnace. Rashi over there says bricks. Over here he says stones. Zog Rashi, Vayizkor lekimis Avram, and Hashem remembered Avram. Ma uschirose shel Avram aloit. What did Hashem remember about Avram concerning light? Nizkar shayel loit yedea shesara ishto shel Avram. He remembered that light knew that Sarah and Avram were husband and wife. V'shama she'omar Avram b'mitzrayim al Sarah achoisihi. And Lot heard that Avram said concerning Sarah in Mitzrayim that she is my sister. V'lagila hadavar. He did not tell Paroi that they are really husband and wife, even though he had a lot of financial gain that he could have gained. She'oya chasalav, because he had rachmanis on Avram and Sarah. L'ficho chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu alav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on him. So from here it's mashma that Lot did have a schus. He had a schus that he did not snitch to Paroi that Avram and Sarah were husband and wife. But earlier Rashi says that Lot and his wife were not able to look backwards because they were not being saved in their own schus, which is mashma that he did not have a merit. The Mefarshim say that really he had a merit, the merit that is stated here. But this merit is not such a great merit that would warrant him to be saved. It was only because he did this to Avram. If he would have done this by not snitching to another person, that would not have been enough of a schus to save him. So both Rashi's are true. Lot did have a schus that he did not snitch to Paroi, but that schus was not enough to cause him to be saved. It was only because of Avram that he did this mitzvah to Avram that caused him to be saved. So Rashi is also true before that says that he was not saved in his own merit, only because of the merit of Avram. By the fact that he did this mitzvah to Avram was the reason that he was being saved. L'chayr, we can ask another question on this Rashi. Rashi says that the schus that Lot had was the fact that he did not snitch on Avram to Paroi. Wasn't there a much greater merit that Lot had? Look at the hachnosis archim that Lot did. He risked his life in order to bring in the guests into his house. He gave up his daughters in order to save his guests. Al no achai tareu. Don't do anything wrong to my guests. I'll give you my two daughters. It was a tremendous hachnasas archim on Lot's part. Why wasn't that considered a schus for Lot? Rabbi Yisrael Salant answers that it wasn't considered a schus for Lot because he grew up in the house of Avram and did not know any different. If somebody is brought up in a certain way and does not know any other way, then it's not such a mila that he does that action. It wasn't such a mila of the hachnasas archim that Lot did, because since he was brought up in Avram's house, that's the only way he saw. He did not know any different way. Therefore, Rashi had to find a different schus. And the pasuk continues, pasuk lamed, vayal Lot mitzoyar, and after Tzoyar was saved, Lot did not stay in Tzoyar, but rather he left Tzoyar, Vayeshev Bahor, and he settled in the mountain, Ushtei V'noisav Imoy, with his two daughters with him, Ki Yorei Losheves B'Tzoyar. He was afraid to live in Tzoyar, as Rashi explains, because it was very close to the vicinity of Sdoim. And Mizrahi explains Rashi, that since it was close to Sdoim, he was afraid that the earthquake and the upheaval that happened to Sdoim might send tremors through the ground and later on have an effect on Tzoyar also, and Tzoyar will also collapse into the ground. Therefore, he wanted to distance himself from the city of Tzoyar too. Divrei David explains Rashi in another way. He says that since the whole reason why Tzoyar was saved was because it was a newer city, it was settled more recently, it was only 51 years old and not 52 years old like Sdoim and Amorah. Therefore, Lot was afraid, in one more year, Tzoyar will be the same as Sdoim, and in another year, Tzoyar will also be destroyed. Therefore, he wanted to leave Tzoyar. Vayeshev Bama'orah, and he settled in a cave, Hu Ushtei V'noisav, him together with his two daughters. Vatoimer HaBechira El HaTzeira, and the older daughter said to the younger daughter, Avinu Zaken, our father is old. He will either die soon, or maybe even if he won't die, he won't be able to have children anymore. Ve'ish ein ba'oretz lovay olenu kederach kol ha'oretz. There is no man in the land that can have relations with us in the normal way. They thought that just like by the Dor HaMabul, the whole world was destroyed. When Sdoim and Amorah were destroyed, they thought that the whole world was destroyed, and there were no other men left in the world.
L'cha, let us go, nashke es avinu yayin, and let us give our father to drink wine. V'nishkeva imoy, and we will lie with him, we will have relations with him. U'nechaya me avinu zara, and we will give life to offspring from our father. V'atashkeno es avihen yayin balaylahu, and they gave their father to drink on that night. And Rashi explains that wine was prepared in the cave in order that two nations, Amon and Moav, will emerge from Lot. Because Lot left Sodom in a rush, it does not make sense that he would have taken along with him wine. So how was there wine in this cave? It was only because Hashem prepared wine in this cave in order that two nations should come out from Lot. And that's why the pasuk says Balayla Hu. It should have said Balayla Hahu. Elamai, who is referring to Hashem. Who? Hashem caused it that there should be wine in this cave. Vatovei habechira, and the older one came, Vatishkav esovia, and she lied and she had relations with her father. The pasuk stresses Vatishkav esovia, but if you look further in pasuk Lamed Hey, when the younger daughter will have relations with her father, the pasuk says Vatishkav imoy, and she lied with him. It does not say aviha. And Rashi explains, since the older daughter was the one who instigated this whole avera, therefore the Torah stresses Vatishkav esavia, she had relations with her father. But the younger daughter that was only persuaded to do this act, it says Vatishkav imoy, and she lied with him. It does not stress that it was with her father. V'lo yoda, and Lot did not know, v'shichva, when she lied down, uvekuma, and when she got up. And Rashi says there is a dot above the letter vav in the word vekuma to tell us that although Lot did not know when she lied down, but he did know after she got up. And even though he knew that his daughter had relations with him, he still did not refrain from drinking wine on the next night and becoming drunk. And the whole story happened all over again. And Rashi says, in the name of Rab Levi, that any person that is obsessed with the intense desire of Arias, the end will be that he will be Mizana with his own flesh, with his own daughters. Like we see over here with Lot. Vayihimi Machras, and it was on the next day, Vatoimer HaBechira El HaTzi'ira, the older one said to the younger one, Hein Shachati Emesh Es Ovi, behold, last night I had relations with my father. Nashkena Yayin Gam HaLayla, let us give him to drink also this night, Uvoi Shichvi Imoy, and go and lie with him and have relations with him, Unechaya Me'avinu Zera. This way we will give life to offspring from our father. You too should do what I did last night. And they gave their father to drink on the second night. And the younger one got up and lied and had relations with her father. And again, Lot did not know b'shichva, when she lied down, uvekuma, and when she got up. And the two daughters of Lot became pregnant from their father. And Rashi speaks out that although an isha does not become pregnant mibia rishayna from the first time that they have relations, and since the two daughters of Lot were besulais, as the pasuk says earlier that Lot said v'layadu ish, they did not know, they did not have any relations with a man before, so they were besulais. How did they become pregnant mibia rishayna? And Rashi says because they were hoitzi edusan l'chutz, they took out their besulais out of their body. The only time an isha cannot become me'uberes, mibia rishayna, is only if she has her besulim inside. But if they take out the besulim, then it is possible for an isha to become me'uberes, mibia rishayna. Batelet ha'bechira bein, and the older one had a son, vatikwa shemay moyav, and she called his name moyav, which means me'av, from my father. She was not a modest person, and she publicized that this son is from her father. Therefore, in future generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Klal Yisrael not to have any wars with Moav, but they are allowed to be mitzayer them and trouble them. As opposed to Amon, like the pasuk says further, Vahatzeira gam hi yolda bein, the younger sister also had a son, Vatikwa Shemoi, she called his name Ben Ami, the son of my nation, which means this son came from somebody who was related to me, but she was not so opened to say it was from my father. She called him Ben Ami, the son of my nation, and since she was more polite in naming this son, therefore, the Torah says further about Bnei Amon, Al Tiskar Bam Klal, do not provoke them at all. Since she was a tsnua, therefore the Torah said, do not provoke Amon at all. Hu Avi Bnei Amon Ad Hayom. This son, Amon, that the younger daughter had, is the father of the nation of Amon until today. So Rashi inside Pasuk Lamed, Ki Yorei Lo Sheves B'Tzayar. Light was afraid to live in Tzayar. Lefisha Haisa Kroyevel at Sdaim, because it was too close to Sdaim. Zakrashi Avinu Zakein, Ve'im Le'achshav Emosai, if we do not have relations with him now, when will we have children? Shema Yomus, maybe he will die, a Yitzhak Milahoilet, or he won't be able to have children anymore. Ve'ish Ein Ba'oret, there are no men in the world. Svuret Hayu, they thought, Shekol Ha'olam Nechrav, the whole world was destroyed. Kimoy Bidor Hamabel, just like by the Dor HaMavel. Vatashkeno, and they gave their father to drink wine. Zagrashi, Yain is damen lohen ba'ma'ora. Wine was prepared for them in the cave. Lahoitzi mehen shnei umois, in order to bring out from them two nations, Amoin and Moav. Vatishkav esovio, uvitzi'iro ksiv vatishkav imoi. Over here by the older one it says she lied esovio with her father. But by the younger one it only says vatishkav imoi, she lied with him. The younger one, since she was not the one who initiated the znus, Ella Achoisa Lomdosa, her sister was the one that started it. Chisech Oleho Hakosum. The Torah had mercy on her. Velepirish Genusa, and it does not speak out openly her disgrace. Aval Bechira Shepascha Biznus, but the older one, who was the one who initiated the znus, Pirsuma Hakosa Bimefurish. The Torah says it explicitly that she had relations with her father. Uvekuma shel bechira nokut. And on the word uvekuma, there is a dot on top of the vav. Loimar, to say, shebekuma yoda, that when she got up, he did know that he had relations with his daughter. The afafi kain, still, loy nishmar lel sheni milishtois, he was not careful on the second night to drink. This is the second time in this parasha that we see there are dots on top of a word. In the beginning of the parasha, on the pasuk Vayomru Elov, Ayesar Ishtecha, on the word Elov, there were dots on top of the word Elov. And here, Rashi explains why there is a dot on top of the word Uvekumai. Rab Levi says, Kol mi shehu lo'ot achar bulmoy shel arayis, anyone who is obsessed after the intense desire of forbidden relationships, l'sayf, Machilin oisay mi bisaroi. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds him his own flesh. He will have relations with a close relative of his. Vatahareno, and they became pregnant. Afa pisheino isha misaberes mi bia rishayna. Although a woman cannot become pregnant from a bia rishayna, elu, these daughters of light, sholtu beatzmon, they took control of themselves. Vehaitziu edusa lechutz, and they took out their edus, their testimony, which means their besulim, lechutz, to the outside, and therefore v'nis abru mi bia rishona, they were able to have to become pregnant from a bia rishona. Mayav zu shalai hoset snua, the one that was not modest, persima, she advertised shemei of Yahu that this son is from her father. Mayav aval tseira, but the younger daughter karasai beloshenikia, she called him with a more polite language. V'kibla schar, and she was mekabel reward b'mei Moshe, in the days of Moshe, shenema b'vnei Amon, because the pasuk says concerning the nation of Amon, al tiskarvom, do not provoke them klal at all. Uvamoyav, but concerning Moav, lehizer eloshle yilochimbom, the Torah only warns not to have a war with them. Avol letzaron, but to trouble them, hiterloy, the Torah allowed them. And the pasuk continues, vayasa misham Avram arzo hanegev. And Avram traveled from there, from where he lived in the area of Hebron, toward the south of Eretz Yisrael. Vayeshev ben Kodesh uben Shur, and he settled between Kodesh and Shur. Vayogor begror, and he lived in Gror. Why did Avram leave Hebron? Rashi says two reasons. One reason is, since Hebron was in the vicinity of Stoim, Amorah, Adma, and Tzvoim, and now that the Stoim and Amorah were destroyed, the people that used to pass by Hebron to get to Stoim Va'amoira were not coming there anymore. And that was causing Avram to have less guests. Therefore, he moved away from this area. Secondly, Zakrashi, since a rumor came out about Lot that he had relations with his daughters, therefore Avram wanted to distance himself from Lot. Vayemer Avram al Sarah Ishtoi. And Avram said about Sarah his wife, Achoisihi, she is my sister. Although we saw earlier when Avram came to Mitzrayim, he had a discussion with Sarah and said, Imri no achoisiyot. He told her, please say, you are my sister. And over here we do not see any discussion. He just said on his own about Sarah, his wife, achoisihi, she is my sister. He did not discuss it with Sarah. And Rashi explains, because he was afraid that Sarah would not agree to this plan a second time. Since the first time, Sarah was taken hostage by saying, she is my sister. But Avram felt that this was the right thing to do and did not discuss it with Sarah and did it on his own. Vayishlach Avimelech Melech Gror, Vayikach Es Sarah. And Avimelech, the king of Gror, took Sarah. Vayavai Elakim El Avimelech Bachalom Halailo. And Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream, Vayermeloi, and he said to him, Hinecha Meis Alo Isha Asher Lakokta. Behold, you will die for the woman that you took, Vihi Bu'ulas Baal, because she is a married woman. And Avimelech did not come close to her. As Rashi explains, the Malach refrained him from coming close or touching Sarah. And he said, Hashem, Hagoygam Tzadik Taroi, do you also kill righteous nations? I didn't do anything wrong to Sarah. I didn't even touch her. It must be that you punish people that are innocent. And just like you want to punish me, even though I'm innocent, I will say that's what happened to the Dor HaMabel and Dor HaFloga. They were also innocent, and you punished them. Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taharug, you also punish innocent nations. Halayhu Amarli Achoisihu, Achoisihi. He said to me that she is my sister. Vihi Gamhi Amra, and she also said, Achihu, he is my brother. Gamhi, Rashi explains, is coming to include that the servants also said that they are brother and sister. Bisam levavi, with the completeness of my heart, I had no intention to sin. Uvenikyan kapai, and with the clean hands, because I did not touch her. Asisi zois, I did this. Vayomer elav ha'alikim b'chaloyim, and Hashem said back to Avimelech in the dream, Gam anochi yodati, I also know, ki b'sam levavcha asisa zois, that you did this with the completeness of your heart. But, v'echsoich gam anochi oischa mechatoili, do not say that you had clean hands, because I prevented you from sinning to me. Alkein lo nisaticho l'ngoya eleho, I did not allow you to touch her. I sent the Malach to hold you back. So don't say that you had nikyoin kapai. V'ata now, hoshev eishes ha'ish, return this married woman to Avram. Ki navihu, because he is a navi, he is a prophet. Don't think that he won't take her back and he won't daven for you, because he will think that you were mezana with her. But he is a navi and knows that you did not touch her. Therefore, he will take her back and he will daven for you. V'ispala ba'adcha v'chyeh, he will daven for you and then you will live. But v'mein chameshiv, if you will not return her, da, you should know, ki mois tamos, that you will surely die, ata v'chol asher loch, you and everything that belongs to you. And the ksav v'hakabola and the meshech chachma are both medayek. Why in Pasuk Gimel does Hashem refer to Sarah as be'ulas ba'al, and over here in Pasuk Zion the Pasuk calls her eshes ha'ish? Ksav v'hakabola answers, because we know the halacha, which is brought down in the Rambam, that before Matan Torah, there was no din of a get. If husband and wife wanted to separate, all they needed to say is, I am separating from you, you are no longer my wife. It was not necessary to write a get. So Avimelech said, I did not take an Eishes Ish. Avram divorced her. He said, Achoisihi. By Avram saying, she is my sister, it is, in other words, saying, she is no longer my wife. And that would be as if he gave a get before Matan Torah. So she is not married. On that Hashem said, no, ki navihu, he is a navi, which means he is a tzaddik, and is mekayim kol ha-Torah kula, even before Matan Torah. So, in order for him to divorce his wife, he must give a get. Therefore, eishes ha-ish, you should know she is a regular eishes ha-ish, and you are keeping in your possession, in your palace, an eishes ish. And the pasuk continues, Vayashkim Avimelech Baboiker, and Avimelech got up in the morning, Vayikor l'chol avodov, and he called to all his servants, Vayidabres kol hadivor ma'ele ba'oznehem, and he spoke all these words in their ears, Vayiru'u ho'anoshim ma'oid, and the men were very frightened. Vayikor Avimelech l'Avram, And Avimelech called to Avram, Vayomerloi, and he said, Me osisa lonu, what did you do to us? Ume chotasi lach, and what did I sin to you? Ki hevesa olai v'amamlachti chato gedoyla, that you have brought upon me and my kingdom this terrible sin. Ma'asim asher lo yeyasu, deeds that are not done, osisa imadi, you have done to me. A plague that is not ordinary to come on any creature has come upon us. As Rashi explains, that every hole in the body of Avimelech and his nation was stuffed up. The holes that let out the excrement and the holes of the ears and the nostrils were all closed up from the people of Gerar. Vayomer Avimelech el Avram, and Avimelech said to Avram, Moro Isa, what did you see? Ki asisa es hadavar hazeh, that caused you to do this terrible thing to us. Vayomer Avram, and Avram said, Ki omarti, because I said, Rak ein yiras alekim b'mokum hazeh, there is no fear of God in this place. Typically, when somebody comes to a new city, the people of the city ask him, do you have food? Do you have drinks? Not, is this your wife or is this your sister? Therefore, I was afraid if I say she is my wife, vaharoguni al davar ishti, they will kill me because she is my wife. Vigam, and moreover, furthermore, you should know that when I said she is my sister, it was not really a lie. Omna, it is true, achoisi, she is my sister, bas avihi, she is the daughter of my father, ach loy bas imi, but not the daughter of my mother. Because Terach had three sons, Avram, Nachor, and Haran. Haran had a daughter, Sarah. And we have a klal, we have a rule, b'nei bonim harehen kibonim, grandchildren are like children. So although Terach's granddaughter was Sarah, but we can also say that Terach's daughter was Sarah, because b'nei bonim harehen kibonim. So Terach essentially had a son, Avram, and a daughter, Sarah. So it comes out that Avram and Sarah can be called brother and sister. That is what he is saying. It is true that she is my sister with the rule of b'nei bonim harein kebonim. And the pasuk says, bas avi ach loy bas imi. We share the same father, but not the same mother. Because Terach had two wives. From one wife he had Avram, and from another wife he had Haran. So Avram and Sarah only shared the same father, but not the same mother. Fatihi li isha, and this woman, who is really my niece, which I called my sister because she can be called my sister, became my wife. Vayehi kasher hisu oisi elokim. And it was when Hashem caused me to wander mi beis avi from my father's house. Va'oimar lo, and I said to her, Zechastech, this should be your kindness, asher ta'asi imadi, that you should do to me. El kol ha'mokem asher novei shamo, every place that we come there, imri li, say about me, achihu, he is my brother. Vayikach Avimelech tzoynu vokor, and then Avimelech took sheep and cattle, va'avodim u'shefachos, and servants and maids, vayitein le'avram, and he gave them to Avram in order that Avram should daven for him. Vayoshev lo eis Sarah ishtoi, and then he returned Sarah his wife. Vayomer Avimelech, and Avimelech said, Hine arzi lefonecho, behold, my land is before you, batoy ve'enecho shev, what is good in your eyes, you shall settle. Pick the best land and you can settle there. Although Paroi did not offer Avram and Sarah to stay in the land after the story when he took Sarah as a hostage, he said, Hine ishtecha kach v'lech, take your wife and leave Mitzrayim. And that is because the Mitzrayim were shetufei zima, they were steeped in znus, and Paroi did not want Sarah to hang around in such a country. But Avimelech did offer any part of Gerar for Avram and Sarah to live. Ulasara Omar, and to Sarah, Avimelech said, Hine nosati, behold, I have given elef kesef, the worth of 1,000 kesef, le'ochich, to your brother, which means, I gave Avram, the one who you called your brother, the worth of elef kesef, which is referring to what he gave in Pasuk Yudalad, the Tzoyn Ubakor, and Avodim and Shvachos. So this elef kesef, this 1,000 kesef, that I gave to your husband, which you called your brother, Hine hulach kesus einayim, this should be to you for a covering over everybody's eyes, l'cholashi itach, for all the people that are with you, ve'ez koil v'nechochas, and for everybody else, it will be a proof. You are worried that maybe people will think that I was mezana with you. You don't have to worry about that after I gave Avram all this money. Because if I was mezana with you, then I would have sent you back empty-handed. By the fact that I gave you all these gifts, people will know that something unusual happened here, and it must have been through a miracle that you were returned. Rashi brings down Targum Onkelos, who translates the pasuk a bit differently, and he says, "Hine hu lach kisus. This money should be to you for a kisus shel kavod, a covering of honor, over a nayim, my eyes that looked at you, lechol asher te'itach, and looked at everything that is with you." Vayispalal Avram el ho Elokim, and Avram davened to Hashem. Vayirpo Elokim es Avimelech ve'sishtoi ve'amoisov, and Hashem healed Avimelech, his wife, and his maids. Vayeledu, and they were relieved. Here, Vayeledu does not mean that they gave birth, but rather all the openings that were closed became opened again. They were relieved. Ki otzar, otzar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem, because Hashem totally closed every hole. Lebeis Avimelech, of the people of the household of Avimelech, al devar Sarah Eishes Avram, through the word of Sarah, the wife of Avram. We find a few differences between the story of Avimelech and Sarah over here, and the previous story in Parshas Lech Lecha between Sarah and Paray. First of all, we do not find by Paray that Hashem appeared to Paray in a dream warning him about taking Sarah. As opposed to Avimelech, we see Hashem appear to Avimelech in a dream and said, "Be careful, she is Be'ulas Baal." Second of all, why do we find Avimelech being punished with the closing of all the holes of their body, and Paray getting punished with Makas Rosson, a skin disease which causes Tashmish Hamita, relationships with his wife, to be difficult? Third of all, why do we find by Avimelech that Avram had to daven to Hashem in order to heal Avimelech, but we do not find that Hashem had to daven for Paray in order that he should be healed? And also, why did Avimelech have to give presents to Avram, which we do not find Paray giving presents to Avram in order that the Makas Rosson should go away and be healed from him? And the Sifsei Chachamim in Ois Kuf says that there is a difference between the story of Avimelech and the story of Paray. Paray was considered an Oynes Gomor, totally not at fault, because Avram said that his wife was not his wife, but rather his sister. Avimelech was partially at fault, because he was the one who provoked Avram to say that she is my sister. Avimelech asked, "Is this your wife or is this your sister?" And Avram had no alternative but to say that she is my sister. And since the Avera of Avimelech was greater than the Avera of Paray, that is why we find many of these differences. First of all, that is why Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream, because since his Avera was greater, he warned him even more. Second of all, that is why Avimelech got the harsher of the two punishments. Paray was only punished with a disease that caused Tashmish Hamita to be difficult for him. But Avimelech was punished with Sesimas Nekovim, in which all the holes of his body were clogged up. And that is also why Avimelech had to give presents to Avram, and why Avram had to daven in order that this disease should go away from him. Because since his Aver was worse, by the fact that he returned Sarah was not enough to take away his punishment. He needed the tefillah of Avram, and in order to get Avram's tefillah, he needed to give presents. That is the reason why we find these differences between the parasha of Avimelech and the parasha of Paray. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Vayisa Misham Avraham, and Avram traveled from there. Kishiro Shecharvu HaKrochim, once Avram saw that the cities, Sedoim, Amora, Adma, and Tzvoim, were destroyed, Upasku Ha'ovim Veshavim, and the passerby ceased to come, Nosalai Misham, he traveled from there and left there. He did not have any more guests, so he did not want to stay there. We see a tremendous thing over here concerning Avram. Avram's guests were not necessarily chashuvim, important people. The ones who frequented Avram's house were the passerby who used to come to visit Sodom and Amora. These people were probably not the greatest people in the world, and still Avram took them into his house in order to be mekarev them. Many times people invite guests who are prestigious guests, who will make them feel important by having such guests. But we see from Avram that was not the only type of guests that he invited to his house. He invited also people who used to frequent Sedoim, Amora, Adma, and Tzvoim. Zok Rashi, Dover Acher, another pshat why Avram left Hebron, Lisrachik mi Loit. He wanted to distance himself from Loit. Sheyotza Olof Shemra, because a rumor came out about him, Shebo Albanoisav, that he had relations with his daughters. Vayomer Avram, and Avram said, Kanloi Notal Rishus, over here he did not ask Sarah permission, like he did by Paroi. Ela Akarcha, over here it was against her will. Shelo b'tavosa, even without her consent, l'fishikvar lukocho lebeis paroi al yidekach, because she was already taken to paroi through such a plan, and Avram was afraid that maybe she would not agree the second time. El Sarah Ishtoi, it does not mean to Sarah his wife, but rather Al Sarah Ishtoi, he said about Sarah his wife, she is my sister. Ukiyotzibay, where do we find a lashon of El, which means Al? El hilokach ha'oren, about taking the Oren, the El Mois Chomiha, and about the death of her father-in-law. Shnehem Veloshin Al, they both mean a Loshin of about. Like Korve Leho, Avimelech said that I did not come close to her. Hamalach Monoi, the Malach held him back. K'moshinemar, like the Pasuk says further in Pasuk Vav, Lo Nisaticho Lingoya Eleho, I did not allow you to touch her. Hagoygam Tzadik Tarog, do you want to kill a righteous nation? Even if the nation is righteous, you will kill him. Maybe that is your practice, to destroy nations for no reason. So you did to the generation of the flood and the generation of the afloga. I will say that probably you killed them for no reason, just like you are saying now to kill me for no reason. Gamhu, not only did he say she is my sister, and she said he is my brother, but gamhu l'rabbis avodim, to include also the servants who said they are brother and sister, ugemalim v'chamorim, and the donkey drivers and the camel drivers shalot that belonged to her. As kulam sha'alti, I asked all of them v'amruli, and they all said to me achiyahu, that she is his sister and he is her brother. B'sam levavi shalai damisi lachtai, I did it with the completeness of my heart, because I had no intention to sin. Uvenikyan kapai, and my hands were clean. Noki ani minachet, I am clean from a sin. Shelo negati bo, because I did not touch her. On that Hashem said, Yodati ki yivsam levoncho, it is true, you had a complete heart. Emes shelo demisa mitchila lachtai, it is true, you had no intention originally to sin. Avol nikyan kapai enkan, you cannot say that your hands were clean, because lo nisaticho, I did not allow you to touch her. It is not from you that you did not touch her. I refrained you and held you back from sinning to me. I did not give you strength to touch her. Where do we find a Loshen Nosan means to allow? Hashem did not allow him. And also in Shoiftim, and her father did not allow her to come. And Hashem said, Hoshev Eshes Ho'ish, return the married woman. Va'altehe Sovor Shema Tiskana Be'enov. Do not think that she will become disgusting and low in his eyes. V'loi Kablena, he will not want to take her back, because he will think that you were Mazana with her. Oy Yisno Echo, or maybe he will hate you for that reason. V'loi Yispalel Olecho, and he will not pray for you. No. Amalei Avimelech, Avimelech said, Umi mefarisimoi shaloi negati bo, who will advertise and let it be known that I did not touch her? On that Hashem said, Ki Navihu, he is a prophet. V'yodea shaloi negati bo, he knows that you did not touch her. Lefichach v'yispalabadcha, therefore he will daven for you. Avimelech said, Masim asher lo yeyosu, deeds that are not done happen to me. Maka asher lehurgila lovoi alberya, a plague that was not ordinary to come on any creature, Ba'olonu, came upon us, Al Yadcha, through you. Atziras kol nekovim, the closing up of all holes of the body, Shel Zera, of Shechva Zera, V'shel Ketanim, of urine, Uri'i, and of excrement, V'oznayim, and the holes in the ear, V'choitim, and of the nose. All these holes were closed up for Avimelech and the people of his household. And Avram told Avimelech, Rak ein yiras alekim, there is no fear of God in this place. Achsanoi shebo le'ir, a guest that comes to a city, al iske achilu ushtia shoylen oisai, oi al iske ishte shoylen oisai ishtechahi oi achoischahi. When a guest comes to a city, do you ask him concerning, does he have any food or drink, or is the proper thing to ask him, is this woman your wife or your sister? And since you asked me, is this woman your wife or your sister, I said she is my sister because I was afraid that you will kill me if she was my wife. And Avram said, the truth is, she can be called my sister. Achoisi bas avi, my sister, we share the same father. Ubas av muteres lebenoyach. And when one shares a father, then she is mutter to a benoyach, to a goy. She'ein avois la'ovde avodizor. Because the relationship of a father alone is not considered a relationship for a goy. And since Sarah and I are only related through our father Terach, therefore I was able and mutter to marry Sarah. In order to make his words true, he answered this. In other words, even though she is really my niece, my brother Haran's daughter, she can be called also my sister. She was the daughter of Avram's brother Haran, so how can he say that she is my sister? Bnei banim harein kebanim, because of the rule that grandchildren are considered like children. Farehi bita shel Terach, and therefore she can be considered the daughter of Terach. Even though she was really the granddaughter of Terach, she can be called also the daughter of Terach. V'cheinu oimer l'loit, and so Avram said to Loit, ki anoshim achem anachnu, we are brothers. And the truth is, Avram was Loit's uncle. So how can the Pasuk say that Avram and Loit were brothers? But since we have this rule of Bnei Bonim Harein Kebonim, so even though Terach might have been the grandfather of Loit, but he can also be considered the father of Loit, which would make Avram and Loit brothers, and that's why the Pasuk says, Anoshim Achim Anachnu. Zakt Rashi, Ach Loi Bas Imi, we do not have the same mother. Haran me'em acheres haya. Haran was from a different mother. Terach had two wives. One wife gave birth to Avram, and the other wife gave birth to Haran. Vayehi kasher hisu oisi elikim. And it was when Hashem caused me to wander. Unkelus tirgum asher tirgum. Targum Unkelus explains one way, but v'yesh liyashivoy devar dibo aleifanov. I will tell you another way to fit in the pasuk in its right way. Kishoitzieni Hakadosh Baruch Hu mi beis avi. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu took me out of my father's house, liyos meshoitek v'nod mi makim l'makim, to be a wanderer from place to place. V'yodati, and I knew she'evor b'makim meshoyim, that I will pass through places that there would be wicked people. Ve'oimer lo, and I said to Sarah, zechastech, this will be your kindness to say that you are my sister. Kasher hisu zakrashi lashon rabim. It is a language b'lashon rabim. Hisu oise elikim. Elikim is lashon rabim, and therefore hisu is being used b'lashon rabim. V'al tetameh, and do not wonder why it says by Hashem's name a lashon rabim. Ki b'harbe mekoymos, because in many places lashon elikus, the language of elikim, v'lashon marus, and any language of authority, kori lashon rabim, the Torah uses a language of plural. Asher holchu elikim. By the word Elohim, it says Asher Holchu, they went, even though it is referring to one God. Elohim Chayim, Elohim Kedoshim. Chayim and Kedoshim are a Lashon Rabim. V'chol Lashon Elohim, Lashon Rabim. And whenever we find the name of Hashem Elohim, it is always being used in the Lashon Rabim. V'chein, and also, Vayikach Adonai Yosef, and the masters of Yosef took. Even though we are referring to one master, it says Adonai. Adonai ha'adonim, also Lashon Rabim. Adonai ha'aretz, the masters of the land, even though it is talking about one master. And also, v'chein ba'olav, when it is talking about an owner, it says Lashon Rabim, ba'olav, his masters, Yumas, will die, even though it is referring to one master. V'huad bivalov, and he warned his masters, b'lashon rabim, even though it is referring to one Baal. V'im taimar, mahu lashon isu, if you're going to say, what is the language of hisu? Kol agoyle mim koymoy, anybody who exiles from one place to another, ve'ena miyushav, and he is not settled. Karutaya, he is called a wanderer. Kamoi vatelech vatesa, she went and wandered. Ta'isi kise oived, I wandered like lost sheep. Yisu livli oichel. wandering to want food. Yatsu v'yisu levakish ochlam. They go out and wander to search for food. Imri li, say about me. It does not mean to me, but rather a lie about me. V'chein v'yishalu anche hamokim le'ishtoi. The people of the place asked, le'ishtoi means about his wife, al ishtoi. V'chein v'omar par levnei Yisrael. It does not mean to b'nei Yisrael, but rather k'moy al b'nei Yisrael. He said about the b'nei Yisrael that they are lost in the desert. Pen yomru li, lest they say about me, isha haraktiu, a woman killed him. Zagrashi, Vayitein la'Avram, and Avimelech gave to Avram, k'dei she'ispayis v'ispal lalav, in order that he should be pacified and daven for Avimelech. And Avimelech said, hinei arti lefanecha, behold, my land is before you. Avo pari amaloi, but pari said to Sarah and to Avram, hinei ishtecha kach olech, here is your wife, take her and leave the country. Lefi shenisyore, because Pare was afraid, Shaha Mitzriim Shetufe Zima, because the Mitzriim were steeped in Znus, and he did not want Avram and Sarah to hang around in such a country, Mitzrayim. Ulisara Omar, and to Sarah he said, who is he? Avimelech. Avimelech said to Sarah, Lichvoida, for her honor, K'dei Lefaisa, in order to pacify her, Hine Asisi Lecha Kovetzeh, behold, I did this honor for you. Nosati Momin Lo'achich, I gave money to your brother. Who is your brother? Sha'amarta olav achihu, the one that you called your brother, your husband who you called your brother. Hine hamomain va'akovad azeh, behold this money and this honor. Lecha will be to you k'sus einayim, for an eye covering. Lechoil asher itach, for everybody that is with you. Yechasu einayim, it will cover their eyes. Sheloi yakilucha, in order that they will not belittle you. She'ilu hashivay sicha rekonis, if I were to return you empty-handed, yesh lohem loymar, people can say, la'achar shenis alba, after he abused her, hechzira, then he returned her. Achshav shehetzrachti levadzei mamoy, now that I had to spend money on you, ulefaisecha, and to pacify you, yoydim yiyu, they will know, she'al korchi hashivoy sich, that against my will I returned you, va'al yedei neis, and it was through a miracle, and really, nothing happened to you. Ve'eskoil, ve'im koil boi oilom, and to all the people of the world, v'neichochas, this will be a proof. Yehelecha pischon peh, you will have what to answer. Lisvakeach, to prove. Ulaharis dvarim nikarim, and to show obvious words. Halalu, these obvious words. Uloshin teichochas b'chol mokoim, and the language of teichochas in all places. Biru dvarim, it means a clarity of words, a proof. Uvalav ashpurpur. The Ogilus Tirgum Bifonim Acherim, and Targum says a different shot, Uloshin HaMikra Kachu Noifel Ala Targum. And this is the Loshin HaPosuk according to the Targum's shot. Hine Hu Lechok Sus Shal Kavoid. Behold, this shall be, this money that I am giving will be a covering of honor, Al Hoenayim Shali, over my eyes, Sheshaltu Boch, that looked at you and ruled over you, Ubechol Ashrit Itoch, and everything that is with you. Falkein Tirgumu, therefore Targum says, V'chozes Yosech, I looked at you, V'yos kol de'imach, and everything that is with you. V'yesh medrashi agoda, there are medrashim on this pasuk, Aval yishuv loshon hamikra pirashti, the answer to the language of the pashupshat in the pasuk I have already explained. And Avram davened to Hashem, and Hashem healed Avimelech and his whole household. Vayeledu, and they were relieved. Kitagumai visravachu, they were relieved. Niftachu nikvehem, their holes were opened. Vehitziu, and they expelled what was supposed to be expelled. Vehi leidu shalahem, and this is considered birth to them. Ba'ad kol rechem, Keneged kol pesach, Hashem opened every opening, al devar Sarah, al pidibura shal Sarah, through the word of Sarah. Vashem pokar es Sarah kasher omar, and Hashem had remembered Sarah, like he said, which means the pregnancy, Sarah became pregnant. Vayas Hashem l'Sarah, and Hashem did to Sarah, kasher diber, like he spoke, which is later, the childbirth. And Rashi is medayik. Why does the Pasuk say Vashem pokad es Sarah, and Hashem had remembered Sarah? The Pasuk should have said Vayivkoid Hashem es Sarah, which would make more sense, and Hashem remembered Sarah, not he had remembered Sarah. And the answer is Vashem pokad es Sarah is coming to tell us that he remembered Sarah even before what was said in the previous Pasuk, even before he healed Avimelech. Because We have a klal, shekol ha-mevakesh rachem al-chaveret, one who davens for his friend, v'hu tzarech lo'isei davar, and he needs the same thing that he is davening for his friend. Hu nene tchila, he, the one who is davening, is answered first. And here also we see that although Avimelech had to be opened, all the holes of his body were stuffed up and it had to be opened. So Avram davened for Avimelech. He also needed to be opened because Avram and Sarah, their bodies were closed in the sense that they could not have children. So they were davening for Avimelech and they needed the same thing. And therefore, they were answered first, even before Avimelech was answered. That's why the pasuk says, "Vashem pokad es Sarah." Hashem had remembered Sarah even before Avimelech was answered, because they needed the same thing. Vatahar, and she became pregnant. Vatelet Sarah l'Avram bein lizkunov, and Sarah gave birth to Avram a son, lizkunov, in his old age. Why is the pasuk stressing that it was in Avram's old age? If anything, I would think that it was a bigger chiddush that Sarah had a child. Avram had Yishmael 14 years earlier. This was not his first child. So if he had a child at 86, it's not such a big chiddush that he had a child at 100. But Sarah never had any children and is having her first child at the age of 90. So why does the pasuk stress that it was lizkunov to his old age? Radak explains that the pasuk is telling us that although Sarah had a child, she became young. As the pasuk says, Hoysali Edna, her skin became smooth again. The pasuk is telling us that this was not so concerning Avram. Avram remained old when he had a child. It was Ben Lizakunov, it was a son to his old age. He was not somebody who became young and then had a child, but rather he remained in his old age and looking like an old man. According to what Rashi says, we can also answer the Lashon, because Rashi says Lizakunov is telling us Shehoya Ziv Ikunin Shaloi Doimeloi, that Avram and Yitzchak looked alike. That's why the Torah uses the terminology of Lizakunov, because it wanted to say Ziv Ikunov, that their countenance and their shine was the same. Not only did Avram and Lot look alike, like the pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu, also Avram and Yitzchak looked alike. Lamoyed Asher Diba Oisei Elikin. Yitzchak was born at the time that Hashem told Avram, because Hashem made a scratch on the wall and said, when the sun will reach this spot next year, you will have a child. Vayikra Avram Eshem Benoy Hanoilad Loi, and Avram called the name of a son that was born to him, Asher Yolda Loi Sarah, the one that Sarah bore to him, Yitzchak, by the name of Yitzchak. Why does the pasuk stress Hanoilad Loi, that was born to him? Because the Rishayim of the Dar were saying that this was not Avram's child. They found an abandoned child in the marketplace, and they said, this child is ours. But it really was not. Therefore, the pasuk is made that this child was hanoilad loy. It was actually born to them. It was their child. Vayomal Avraham et Yitzchak benoy, and Avraham circumcised Yitzchak his son ben shmoinas yomim when he was 8 days old. Kasher tziva oisa elikim, just like Hashem commanded. Although today we have the custom to name the baby by the bris itself, and we find the pasuk Gimel and Dalet that this was not so by Yitzchak. In Pasuk Gimel, we see that Avram called his name Yitzchak right when he was born. And first in Pasuk Dalet, it says that on the eighth day, they made a bris milah. Why didn't Avram wait until the eighth day to name him Yitzchak? The Malbim and the Imre Shefer answer that since there was a tzivui of Hashem, Hashem commanded Avram at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha to name this baby by the name of Yitzchak. Avram wanted to be Mekayim, the tzivui of Hashem, as soon as possible. Therefore, right when Yitzchak was born, Avram gave him this name. He did not wait until the eighth day. Zakt Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Vashem Pokar Esorah, Samach Parsha Zu. The Torah placed this Parsha of Sarah giving birth to Yitzchak right next to the Parsha of Avimelech being healed. L'lamedcha, to teach you, Shekol ha-mevakish rachmim al-chaveroi, one who davens for his friend, v'hu tzorech lo'isai davar, and the one that is davening needs the same thing that he is davening for his friend for, hu nene tchila, the one who davens is answered first, shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'yispalel, Avram daven for Avimelech, v'samachle, and right next to it it says, v'ashem pokad ha-sorah, which means, shepokta kvar, Hashem had remembered Sarah earlier, koidim sheribes Avimelech, even before he healed Avimelech. Pokad esora kasha Omar. He remembered Sora like he said. What is Omar referring to? Beheroin, concerning becoming pregnant. And kasha diber, he did to Sora like he spoke. Beleda, concerning childbirth. Veheichon hi amiro, veheichon hu dibor. Where was the amiro concerning the pregnancy, and where was the dibor concerning the leda? Amiro, the amiro was vayomer elikim, and Hashem said, which is a lashon amiro. Aval, it is true, Sara ishtecha yoledes l'chabein. Sara, your wife, will give birth to you a son. So although the pasuk says yoledes, but since it does not say a lashon of teled, Rashi is learning that Yoledes is referring to the beginning of the Leda, which is the pregnancy. So we see that Eloshen Vayomer is used by the Heroin, the pregnancy. Dibor, where is the Dibor? It says in the Pasuk, Hoyedevar Hashem el Avram. The word of Hashem was to Avram, Bamachazeh, in a vision, Lamer. Over there it says Eloshen of Devar, which is Dibor. But Bris ben Absarim, this is by the Parsha of the Bris ben Absarim. Visham Namar, over there it says, Lo Yirosh Chazeh. This one will not inherit you. Ki im asher yetze mimeecho. The one that will come out of your stomach, your own child, will inherit you and not Eliezer. And over there the pasuk says a lashon of dibor, and speaks about that this one will not inherit you, but rather the one that will come mimeecho, which is referring to Leda. So we see a lashon of dibor by Leda. So that's why when the pasuk says kasher omar, it is referring to heroin, and kasher dibor is referring to Leda. The Hevia Yorish Misara, and Hashem brought this Yorish that he is referring to over there, Lo Yorosh Chazeh, Elo Asher Yetze Mimeecha, the Yorish was brought from Sarah. Fayas Hashem L'Sarah Kasha Diber, and Hashem did to Sarah like he spoke, Lavram, like he spoke to Avram. And one can ask, why does Rashi say Lavram first by Kasha Diber? He could have also said, Vashem Pokar Esara Kasha Omar Le'Avram, because both the Amira and the Dibor were said to Avram. So why is Rashi only pointing out that the Dibor was to Avram, and he does not say so by Omar, by the Amira? And the Mepharshim answer, because by the Amira, Hashem speaks about Avram and Sarah. Because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elikim, Aval Sarah Ishtecha Yoledes L'cha Bein. Even though he spoke, the Amira was to Avram, but he mentions Sarah in that Amira. He says, Sarah, your wife, will have a child. But concerning the Dibor, Hayadavar Hashem el Avram b'machzeh, over there it just says, Lo Yirosh Chazeh, Ki Im Asher Yetze Mimeecho, Hu Yiroshecho. It only says that this one will not inherit you, the one that will come from your stomach will inherit you. And Sarah is not mentioned over there. So therefore, that's why Rashi is saying, Vayas Hashem l'Sarah, Hashem did to Sarah, he brought the child from Sarah, Kasher Dibor l'Avram, like he spoke to Avram. Not only did he speak to Avram, but he only spoke about Avram over there. And that's why the Pasuk is telling us a Chiddush, that even though he only spoke about Avram, he still brought the child from Sarah also. Zakrashi Lamoyed Asher Diber Itoy, the point of time that Hashem spoke about, Rabbi Yudin v'Rab Choma. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yudin and Rab Choma. Rabbi Yudin Omer, Melamed Shenoyled L'Tes Chadoshim. This teaches us that Yitzchak was born after a complete 9 months. It was a full-term pregnancy. Shela Yomru, in order that people cannot say, Mi Beisoy Shel Avimelechu, that Yitzchak was born from Avimelech and not from Avram. Because if Yitzchak was born after 9 months, it was already too far removed from Avimelech. Because the story with Avimelech might have happened 10 months ago. And it cannot be that the child would be born after 10 months. So by having Sarah give birth after 9 months, it would disprove the people that would say that this child is from Avimelech. Rabbi Choma Omer L'Zayin Chadoshim. But Rabbi Choma said that it was a 7-month baby. Yitzchak was born after 7 months. Although then people might say that this child was from Avimelech, because although it was 7 months from Avram, but maybe it was a 9-month baby from Avimelech. On that, Rabbi Choma would answer that since they looked alike, Avram and Yitzchak looked alike, that would dispel any of the rumors of people who were saying Me Avimelech Nisabra Sarah. Zakrashi Lamoyid Asher Diber Oisoi, the Malul Yosei, the point of time that he spoke. Es Amoyid Asher Diber Vekova, the time that he set up and he spoke about. Kisha Omar Loi, when he said to Avram, Lamoyid Oshuvei Lecho, at this time next year I will return to you. Sarat loy srita bekaisel. He made a scrape in the wall. Va'amar loy, and he said to him, kishetagia chamal srita zu. When the sun will reach this spot, vashana acheres, next year, teleid, she will give birth. The simple meaning of this Rashi is that right now the sun was in a certain spot. The shade was being casted on a certain spot in Avram's area. And the Malach said, when the sun hits this spot next year, that's when Yitzchak will be born. And on that there is an obvious kasha, because we know that on Tesvav B'Nisan, the Malach came to be Mevaser as Sarah, to tell Sarah and Avram that they will have a child. And that was Pesach. And the next year on Tesvav B'Nisan is when Yitzchak was born. Now how is this possible? If the sun was in this certain spot on Pesach this year, and he made a line and said, when the sun will reach this spot next year, Yitzchak will be born, that will not be next year Pesach. That would come out 11 days after Pesach, because the Yomim Tovim go by the lunar calendar and not the solar calendar. So if it's Pesach now, and that's where the line is, if you'll wait until this line comes about with the sun next year, that will come out 11 days later, because the solar calendar is 11 days longer than the lunar calendar. So how can Rashi say that he made a line here, and that's where it will come out in a year from now, if Yitzchak was born on the next year, Pesach? One teretz that we can give is that the line that the Malach made was not right here where the sun is now, but rather he made this line where the sun was 11 days ago. And he said, when the sun will reach this spot, next year Yitzchak will be born. And that will come out, even according to the lunar calendar, on Pesach. Because the line is not where the sun is now, but rather where it was 11 days ago. And that will come out next year, Pesach. Another teretz that can be given is that the whole kasha is based on the fact that we are saying that the Yomim Tovim go according to the lunar calendar. Maybe this that we are Choygeg Yomim Tovim according to the moon only happened after Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah, when the Ovos kept the Yomim Tovim, they kept the Yomim Tovim according to the solar calendar. So according to that, it's not Shver, because the line was right here where the sun was, and today it was Pesach. And next year, when the line will reach the spot, it will be Pesach, because we do not go by the lunar calendar before Matan Torah, but rather by the solar calendar. I saw another teretz in Sefer Penine Kedem, who says that this whole question is based on the fact that we are saying that Yitzchak was born on Tesvav B'Nisan, like Rashi says in Parshas Bo. But there are other shittas. Some shittas hold that Yitzchak was born on the last day of Pesach, on Achron Shel Pesach. And we also must be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevaser Avram in two places that he will have a child. Firstly, he was Mevaser Avram at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, on the day that Avram did his Bris Milah, on Yud Beis B'Nisan, where he said, La'moyed hazeh b'ashono ha'acheres, Sarah will have a child. The second time was 3 days later when the Malachim came, and Hashem said, La'moyed oshuv elecha ko'es chaya ul'sara vein. We can say that maybe the srita on the wall was not on the second time when the Malachim came, but rather was on the first time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram on the day of the Bris Milah on Yud Beis B'Nisan, La'moyed hazeh b'ashono ha'acheres. So if you say the srita took place on Yud Beis B'Nisan, that means it took place 3 days before Pesach. And if we say that Yitzchak was born on Achron Shel Pesach, we have the 3 days before Pesach and the 7 days of Pesach. So it's possible that if the Srita was on Yud Beis, when the sun will reach this spot next year, it will be Achron Shel Pesach when Yitzchak was born, according to those Shittas. Zot Rashi Lizakunov, Shehaya Ziv Ikunin Sheloi Domeloi. Avram and Yitzchak looked alike.